This is Dave Boovy with Audio Memories, and I'm sitting here with Pastor Todd Kreischeld from Ebenezer Reformed Church. Todd, how long have you been the pastor here at Ebenezer?
Be going on 10 years starting this October.
So over those 10 years, you've heard a lot of stories from a lot of different people. Any story that sticks out in your mind?
Well, of course, there's a lot of stories that I can recall, but one particularly sticks out in my mind is of a lady from our congregation. She died a little while ago. Her name was Myra Mulder, but everybody called her Mike. And I got a call one evening to go up to the hospital at Holland Hospital, and she was dying. So the family is gathered there, and I'm gathered there. We share some scripture, and we share some prayer. And the family is just saying, "Hey, Mom, you're going to see Patty soon. You're going to see Dad soon." And Mike affectionately said, and she had a smile on her face, and then she just kind of whispered, "But Jesus first." And then as time was coming to a close that I was going to be leaving, she just kind of pulled me in close, and she kind of gave me orders for her funeral to say, "Todd, you do not talk about me, you talk about Jesus." And almost kind of got the idea that if I didn't, she'd come back and let me know. She just had this desire for people to know Jesus. And she's just very clear, "Todd, don't talk about me, talk about Jesus." And even just the joy of being able to see her daughter, whom she lost earlier in life, and her husband, whom she had lost, knowing that she would see them again, because the hope we have in Jesus Christ. But her greater joy was to see Jesus first, and that's always left an impression on me.
Throughout your ministry, how have you seen stories impact other people?
Well, I think it's when we share the goodness of God in our lives, through the struggles of our lives, that we realize that we're not alone. And so often one of the tools of our enemy, Satan, is to make us feel like we're all alone. And stories are those things that help us all know that we're part of the common human experience. And we see the faithfulness and the providence of God in the midst of other stories. And that gives us hope as we go on through our struggles. And as people share and say, "Hey, we've been there, and here's how God was there in the midst of that," that gives people a lot of hope.
What do you think is the biggest obstacle for people to share their life stories and their testimonies?
One, I think, is people just think, "Well, I got nothing to share." And they don't think that the way, just even in the little ways that God has worked. One lady was sharing a story with me just the other day of they needed to clean their grill, but their grill brush was dirty or gone or lost. And they're driving down the road, and all of a sudden there's a brand new grill brush in the middle of the road. Even there, how God cares for us, and even in the small incidental stuff of life. So I think that's one reason, is people just don't, "Well, I got nothing to share." The other reason, I think, is fear. Fear of what people may say, what people may think. You know, I get to hear a lot of stories as a pastor, because people share those with me. And I always encourage them. I say, "You need to share this with others, because that blesses others." But there's this fear of, I don't know, the unknown, or, will people like me? Will people accept me? And but the more we share, the more I think that fear goes away. But it's very scriptural. You know, Peter tells us that we are to be prepared to give a reason. And I think we could loosely translate that. We need to be prepared to tell the story of the hope that lies within us, whether that hope is Jesus or how we've seen Jesus in the midst of our life story. You know, parents, tell your kids your story. Right now, I'm having all of our consistory members write their testimonies out, and I'm looking, we've had three of our elders share those in our congregation, because it's important that we tell each other the story. And so step out in faith, take a risk, and tell the story, because there's so many stories that we can pass down of God's faithfulness. Our ancestors had the story of David and Goliath and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel. But we have those stories today too. And we've been in the fire. We've been before the lions, figuratively, and we've persevered. And we need to tell those stories.
Well, Pastor Todd Kreischeld, thanks for talking with me today.
Thanks, Dave.
Have you considered creating an audio directory for your church? What would it mean to have an entire catalog of stories from your church? How would that allow you to welcome new members, to reach out to your community? If you'd like to know more about creating an audio directory of your church, call today 269-751-7017 or visit audiomemories.org.